Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Do you know what you were doing on June the 8th, 2013? Well, maybe some of our younger listeners weren't even born on June the 8th, 2013. But on that day, Google was celebrating the 505th anniversary of the birthday of Primoz Trubar. Primoz Trubar was born in June of 1508. He is sometimes called the Slovenian Martin Luther, and he is the founder of the Slovene language. Not only was he celebrated by Google, but he is considered a national hero of Slovenia. He is on coins and on postage stamps. There are monuments to him, and there have even been TV shows made about him. Well, you might never have heard of Primoz Trubar before, but we're going to remedy that right now. As I said, he was born in 1508. His father wanted him to become a priest, and so he sent him off to study to become a priest. Very much like Luther, he comes from a family of limited means, and so as Luther had to sing for his supper and literally sing on the streets to get money to support himself, so did Trubar. And so he would sing on the streets, and then finally he sang in the church choir in Salzburg, and all the while he was studying for the ministry. He went on to Vienna, Italy, in 1524. There he was studying and ended his studies by being ordained as a priest in 1529. He returned to his home nation of Slovenia, and while he was there in Slovenia, somehow the writings of the Reformers made their way into his hands, the works of Luther, the works of some of the Swiss Reformers. And over the period of about 5 years, Primoz Trubar began to move from the Catholic side of things to the Protestant side of things, and his preaching became noticeably different and noticeably Protestant. By 1540, he was administering the Lord's Supper, as they would say, in a Protestant manner. And by 1547, he was banned from his town and he was excommunicated by the church. Primoz Trubar longed to have books in the language of his fellow countrymen and the Slovenian language. He saw what Luther was doing for the German peoples by putting not only the Bible into the German language, but also theological works into the German language, and how that was equipping the Christians there and encouraging them in their faith. And so he wanted to do the same thing for the people of Slovenia. The problem was that Slovene was not even a literary language yet. It had lacked many of the basic elements. There was no consistent spelling. There was not a consistent grammar. He really needed to actually create the language in order to write in the language, and he even needed to create the alphabet. Well, he undertook all of this, and remarkably, he worked on the Gospels, he worked on the Book of Acts, and over the course of a few years, he was able to publish the New Testament in the Slovenian language. In addition to that, he published many other books. He translated a number of Luther's books and the books of the other reformers into the Slovene language. Overall, he published 22 books in the Slovenian language over the course of his lifetime. And he also published 2 books in German, because there were a number of German speakers who were also in Slovenia. In one of the prefaces to one of those books, Trubar quoted Romans 14:11, "Every tongue shall confess to God." Well, Trubar died in June of 1586. He was born in June of 1508 and died in June of 1586. And in between, he was the Slovenian Martin Luther, who brought the truth of the gospel and the truth of the Reformation and the language to the Slovenian people. Well, that's Primoz Trubar, and I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Looks like we have a moment here for a bonus quote, this from Francis Scrimke. The longer I live, the more impressed I am with the fact that what we Christians need is greater earnestness. The spirit of entire consecration, such a sense of the value of spiritual things that we will be willing to let everything else go in order to possess them.